Dear citizens of the world, this is Padmini Arhant. I welcome you all to the presentation on Iraq, Takfiri militancy and escalation of violence. The recent escalation of violence in Iraq through Takfiri militancy is facilitated by regional and foreign powers for economic interests and strategic dominance. The illegal invasion of Iraq in 2003, premised on regime change, continues until today with changes in operation mode. Unlike 2003, with airstrikes and ground troops leaving behind massive casualties and destruction, the foreign powers' latest strategy is funding and arming terror networks using suicide bombings, shelling, and various means in different parts of the country. The terror infiltration in Iraq is not possible without easy access to weapons and financial assistance from states within and outside the region. Iraq is confronted with state-sponsored terrorism similar to Syria and Lebanon's experience from arms delivery channeled through Libya. United States' paradoxical position sending 300 military personnel and advisors to Iraq under the pretext of providing support to Iraqi authorities while inaction to enforce arms embargo on sources sending weapons to Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant and other Al-Qaeda groups in Iraq and throughout the region pose credibility factor considering U.S. prolonged occupation of Iraq until 2011. Again, in the absence of efforts to stifle diverse aid to terror networks operating in the Middle East, any other steps would not be effective and lead to failure, exacerbating security crises in Iraq and neighboring states, including Israel, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, United Arab Emirates, Turkey, and Jordan, actively involved in fomenting violence. The foreign powers espoused policy to split Iraq into statelets with creation of Iraq's oil hub, Kurdistan, as semi-autonomous territory is part of divide and conquer strategy for economic goals, depriving Iraqi citizens and Kurds from peaceful coexistence. Kurdistan Regional Government, KRG, President Masoud Barzani statement regarding oil-enriched territory Kirkuk to be excluded from central governance in Baghdad is not constructive for Kurdistan or Iraq. Besides, the separation of Kirkuk from Iraq undermines Iraq's sovereign status and promotes unnecessary tensions within society. Such interaction could also jeopardize Kurds' struggle in Turkey, even though the latter directly engaged in importing oil from Kurdistan, bypassing Baghdad, contributing to yet another protocol breach in the economic trade. Iraq, as a secular nation, remains the target for regional and foreign agenda against viable democracy with equal economic opportunity to all. The relentless pursuits to inflict damages in the ongoing destabilization process could adversely impact victims and victimizers, especially with United States' sprawling military presence via bases and naval fleet, possibly subject to backlash from heavily armed terrorists repeating events like in Benghazi, Libya in 2012. Iraqi security forces, along with volunteers and government commitment to defend territorial integrity, prioritizing citizens' safety, deserve national support across the spectrum. The people in Iraq, irrespective of religious denomination and social economic background, coming together in solidarity is critical to overcome challenges arising from terrorism or instigated sectarian clashes that has claimed many innocent lives and stalled government functions, notwithstanding disruption of parliamentary election in certain provinces. Iraq's unity is imperative, and semi-autonomous Kurdistan resistance to influence from allies or any other representation aimed at disintegration of Iraq would guarantee stability for Kurdistan and rest of the nation. The attempts to demarcate boundaries in Iraq would be detrimental in every aspect and not necessarily favorable to those behind the proposal either. Iraq resolved to restore law and order, prioritizing citizen safety, currently demonstrated despite external-backed terror elements' retaliations in this context. Iraq self-reliance in self-defense would build confidence and allow citizens' participation in protecting Iraq's independence from foreign subjugation and interference in internal affairs. In conclusion, Iraq's resilience to free the nation from terror and violence, evidently formidable, and maintaining momentum in recapture of villages, towns, and districts previously in Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant captivity would ultimately end turmoil. Best wishes to Iraq in prevailing over terror and moving forward in rebuilding nation with anticipated growth and development. On that note, I would like to wish the citizens in Iraq everlasting peace and progress. And I would like to thank all of you for your interest and attention. This is Padmini Arhant. As author and presenter of PadminiArhant.com, we'll be back with other issues from around the world. Peace to all. Thank you.